It began as a conversation over the high cost of razor blades at a party one night. Then, with the business model laid out, came a humorous YouTube video that went viral, crashing servers in the first hour.
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay.
This train is the Dollar Shave Club Express, and it launched in 2011. It markets a direct-to-consumer subscription razor blade service as a cost-effective and convenient alternative to buying shaving products at the store. With 2 million subscribers, Dollar Shave Club has rocked the retail shaving brands of Schick and Gillette. This week, Unilever, with more than 400 brands of household products and foods globally, announced they are getting into the razor business by acquiring Dollar Shave Club for $1 billion in cash. Dollar Shave Club CEO Michael Dubin might not be a Vanderbilt, but he's $1 billion closer. Chad Rubin is co-founder of Skubana and author of Cheaper, Easier, Direct, How to Disrupt the Marketplace and Create Your Own E-Commerce Empire. He says it's a matter of finding the simple niche.
A lot of these niches that are popping up these days are aspirational brands that target millennials, like Dollar Shave Club. And so what they're doing is they're disrupting the system to make it work better. So Dollar Shave Club, for example, they made a better, faster, cheaper blade direct to consumer, cutting out the middleman and appealing to the millennial crowd, which is the second largest buying group in the United States right now.
Why would Unilever want to buy Dollar Shave Club? It would seem that it would cannibalize their other business, or are these distinct markets?
Unilever is not in the shaving market, which this allowed them to get their toes in the market and get 10% out of the gate. So it's Unilever, Gillette, Schick in the market right now. In the shaving market, along with Harry's. So I think it was a great play for them to really get involved, and now they can actually upsell Dollar Shave Club customers, let's just say with another brand like Axe, or maybe have Dollar Shave Club private label that, like they do with their One Wipe Charlies.
Is this like what Etsy did and other retailers in really finding a place where no one is and then marketing it in a way, as you say, that appeals to millennials where word of mouth travels really fast?
Yeah, look, they found a ripe space that was open for disruption.
Are all these companies vulnerable to acquisition or competition by Amazon?
So Amazon has their own private label, Amazon Basics, and they go after basics, really, commodity products. They're slowly moving into more unique products, but I'm not sure if I do believe Amazon is going to create an experience. Amazon's kind of like a vending machine. You go and you just buy your product and you leave. Whereas Dollar Shave Club is, they tried to create more of a movement. And so I think there's always going to be these pure play e-commerce businesses that create an experience for people to come back to and be excited when they're making a purchase.
What do you think of these buttons that Amazon is offering that are associated with particular products? You hit the button and it automatically orders another one, like detergent. And these are, household commodities, which could easily translate to shaving.
Totally. I think Amazon Dash is an amazing program, and Amazon's going to keep innovating. Again, it all comes down to basics like detergent. I do think shaving blades is a great market for Amazon to be in. In fact, the company that makes Dollar Shave Club's blades is a South Korean company called Derco. And you can actually buy Derco blades, which fit Dollar Shave Club blades, on Amazon today and buy it through Subscribe and Save.
How smart is Michael Dubin?
He's a bright guy, and his gorilla video that he came out with really put Dollar Shave Club on the map.
Does he retire, or does he try to do this again?
I'm not sure. With any acquisition, Unilever in their press release said that they're going to keep Michael on. It all comes down to how Unilever is going to digest Dollar Shave Club. I would hope that they actually don't change a thing and they leave Michael in, and Michael wants to stay in, because I think it's important to have a creative thinker that thinks out of the box, that understands the demographic better than Unilever does.
Chad Rubin is co-founder of Skubana and author of Cheaper, Easier, Direct, How to Disrupt the Marketplace and Create Your Own E-Commerce Empire. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me, John.